You're listening to the Realized Empath Podcast, where we get real about loving and stumbling through our sensitive lives with your host and holistic counselor, Kristen Schwartz, who helps redefine what's possible for an empath who embraces a path of self-healing.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Realized Empath Podcast. I'm Kristen Schwartz, your host, and today we're tackling an important topic that touches the hearts of empaths and those who cherish them. Let's talk about the things that you need to know about loving an empath. What we're going to do is we're going to highlight what truly matters in relationships with highly sensitive people, whether you're an empath or someone who loves one. Understanding these key points can significantly enhance your interactions and mutual happiness. So let's explore these insights together and learn how to support and love others better. So imagine this. An empath walks into a room and instantly feels the tension. Maybe a disagreement that happened, but no one speaks of it. This unspoken stress can be profoundly unsettling. It's not just the lack of honesty that affects empaths. It's the energy of hidden truths that can feel physically oppressive. Being forthright is more than a courtesy. It's a necessity for the emotional well-being of an empath. We know it, whether it's said or not. Transparent communication helps us to clarify misunderstandings before they escalate and then reinforce our mistrust. And this is fundamental to our ability to open up and deeply connect. Encourage honest dialogue, not just about the facts, but also feelings and perceptions. This can greatly enhance the connection between two people, making the relationship sustainable and deeply fulfilling. So here's a practical tip. Start with small truths to build the habit. For example, if you're feeling stressed or unhappy about something, discuss it openly rather than hiding it. This practice helps build a foundation of trust and teaches both parties how to handle truths gently and constructively. Now, here's a point that I want to make sure that we all understand. Everyone gets to choose when the right time to talk about hard truths is. So we may pick up on that there's something not being said, but we don't get to choose when that person has the capacity and space and energy to discuss it. On the flip side, if you are one of those people who has something heavy on their heart and knows they need to eventually discuss it, maybe just saying, yes, you are picking up on that. I do have something that's weighing heavy on my heart. I just need some time to sort through it. And I promise you, I will come to you when the time is right. All right, next, empaths feel deeply and often bear the pain of others. So we are naturally equipped to tune into the emotional state of others. And because of that, absorbing emotions of others happens quite a bit as if they're our own. So this can be both a gift and a heavy weight to bear. On one hand, it allows empaths to empathize deeply and forge profound connections. On the other hand, it can lead us to carry burdens that aren't ours to bear, and that results in emotional exhaustion. If you're in a relationship with an empath, it's crucial to recognize that they might be overextending themselves emotionally. Encouraging an empath to balance empathy and emotional independence is essential. By fostering an environment where emotional give and takes is the norm, you can actually maintain a healthier, more dynamic relationship where the empath doesn't constantly need to heal or fix, but can also receive support and understanding. So here's a practical tip. I want you to actively check in with your empath partner and with yourself about your emotional state, especially after being around people or potentially stressful situations. Encourage them to share their feelings and then offer support without immediately jumping to solutions. Okay, let's talk about our intuition and our need for space. Empaths and highly sensitive people often report feeling overwhelmed by their intuitive insights. What happens is these can come with a rush of emotions and information that need time to be processed. So respecting an empath's need for space is akin to giving them a personal sanctuary to decompress and make sense of their intuitions. This need for solitude can sometimes be misunderstood as withdrawal or maybe aloofness, but it's a form of self-care that allows empaths and HSPs to function at their best. So understanding and honoring this need can prevent feelings of suffocation and resentment in relationships. Providing a soft space for solitude without guilt or pressure can strengthen the bonds of trust and respect, and that allows the empath to engage more fully when they are present. Now, of course, this is nuanced, and I invite everyone to just go within and look at your habit of isolation. If there's past trauma that is still present in our body, we can develop the coping mechanism of isolation to avoid big feelings or when we feel like we need to hide and cope. This might be helpful at times, but also may need to be looked at in terms of, are you hiding instead of living, instead of healing? So here's a practical tip. I invite you to create a physical space in your home just for the empath or the highly sensitive person where you can retreat when you need quiet time. This could be a simple, comfortable chair with some books or art supplies or whatever helps you feel relaxed and recharged. Okay, let's talk about creativity, passion, and hands-on love. Highly sensitive people often use creativity to express the intense emotions they pick up on and maybe absorb. Creativity can manifest in various forms. It can be art or music or writing, dance, and is a core aspect of the highly sensitive person's identity. So engaging with an empath on this creative level can be incredibly rewarding. Attend performances, read their poems, listen to their music, or spend time together in creative pursuits. Acknowledging and celebrating the creative expression of the highly sensitive person can provide that person with the validation and support they need to truly thrive. And also, participating in or supporting their creative endeavors isn't just about appreciation. It's about sharing in the joy and passion that fundamentally drive their spirits. And here's a practical tip. Plan regular dates or activities that involve the HSPs or the empath's creative interests, whether it's visiting a gallery or attending a workshop or simply setting aside time to create at home. Showing genuine interest in their creative life can really deepen your connection. Okay, let's talk about us being deep listeners and sincere expressiveness. So empaths excel in tuning into the nuances of communication, often hearing what isn't said as much as what is, right? We value honesty and depth in our interactions, and we can become particularly hurt when communication is shallow or inauthentic. So encourage open, heartfelt dialogues where both parties can feel safe expressing their thoughts and feelings. This level of sincerity can greatly enhance and enrich relationships, and it provides a foundation for strong, enduring connection. So being an empath means engaging in a dance of deep listening and expressive sharing. And when it's reciprocal, that fosters both individuals' growth and happiness. Both parties need to practice this kind of communication because it allows their relationship to evolve into a genuinely supportive and loving partnership. And here's a practical tip: practice active listening. So what this means is fully focusing on the person who's speaking, acknowledging their feelings, and responding thoughtfully. It's the listening without your mind coming up with what you're going to say after they're done. Truly just listening to understand how that person experiences the world. And this shows that you value their expression and you're genuinely engaged in the relationship. Okay, so another critical aspect to understanding about loving an empath is the need for emotional transparency and support. Empaths do pick up on emotional undercurrents in a relationship, which means that unspoken issues can create significant stress for us. So regular open discussions about feelings and relationship dynamics can prevent the stress and foster a more healthy, transparent environment. When highly sensitive people feel supported and they feel like their emotional landscape is actually acknowledged and respected, they're more likely to thrive and contribute positively to the relationship. So here's a practical tip. Implement regular check-ins or emotional audits where both of you can practice your discussing your feelings and talking about any concerns in a non-judgmental place. What this does is a routine like this will help ensure that small issues can be addressed before they become big, and that helps maintain a strong and supportive bond. Additionally, these check-ins can become a deeply connecting ritual that both parties can look forward to as a source of comfort and stability. And last, respect for personal rhythms and schedules. So empaths often need to manage their energy throughout the day, which means they may have specific rhythms and schedules that support their well-being. So understanding and respecting these personal rhythms can be crucial in a relationship with an empath. This might mean recognizing their need for less social interaction after a busy day, or understanding their preference for quiet mornings. When the partner respects and supports these needs, empaths and highly sensitive people are better able to manage their sensitivity and engage more fully in shared activities when they feel recharged. So here's a practical tip. Work together to create a weekly schedule that accommodates the empath's energy levels and also their personal rhythms. This can involve planning social activities for times when the empath feels more energized or ensuring there's ample downtime after draining days. So being proactive and cooperative about scheduling shows the highly sensitive person that their needs are valued and that as a partner, you're willing to adapt for the sake of mutual happiness and relationship health. And that is it for my tips for today. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We've covered a lot about the unique aspects of loving an empath, from the necessity of honesty to the importance of mutual support and understanding. Remember, every point we've discussed today aims to foster stronger, more empathetic relationships that benefit both empaths and their partners. If you need more personalized guidance or support in navigating relationships as an empath, I'm here to help. Consider working with me one-on-one. We can focus on strategies that enhance your personal and relational well-being. Visit my website or contact me directly to start this supportive collaboration. My website is realizedempath.com. Until next time, keep nurturing your relationships with patience, love, and understanding. Take care, and let's keep making our connections deeper and more fulfilling. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Realized Empath Podcast. Revisit past episodes or contact Kristen at realizedempath.com. Did you love this episode? Please share it with a friend. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, sensitive souls.